Well, hello, hello. How are you doing? How are you doing? This is Mr. S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show, episode number 156. How are you doing, my friends? How are you doing? As always, let's just get right into it. Look, I want to talk about lies and how sometimes lying is cool and sometimes lying is, in fact, not cool. You see, people don't realize that, you know, women will lie to you as a guy. Women will lie to you sometimes, and people get upset. But I don't always get upset when a woman lies to me, right? If she lies to me, if she's cheating on me, okay, that I'll be upset by. But I had a female friend, one of my buddies, still a buddy now. Haven't seen him in 1.5 years. It's mainly because she's I think she's out of the country right now, some crap like that. But that's all right. That's beside the point. When she comes back to America, we'll just kick it back like we did back in the day. So it's not a big deal. But the thing was, we were really, really cool, and we hung out a lot, right? She was like among my circle of friends. And one time, she moved while I was doing some gigs, so I wasn't around. So by the time I got back to my hometown, she had already moved from one place to another, and I lost the address. So she's calling me, so you're not going to come visit? What's going on? I thought you were like my brother from another mother, man. I thought you were there. So I lost your address. She goes, oh, okay. So she gives me the address. I'm like, all right, cool, cool, cool. I'm going to come visit. You know, it says, I'll come visit I think we were going to watch some kind of sporting event or some crap like that. There was going to be a bunch of us going over there. They had already done the housewarming crap, you know, and all of that crap. So I was going to be like bringing my gift for, you know, even though the housewarming was over with because I wasn't around. So I show up at her house. I go to the address. And I walk up the steps and I see I'm at the right street. I'm at the right address. And I look at the apartment and I do not see her name on the apartment. I do not see it. And I'm going, well, and I look down and did I write down the wrong number? Do I write down the wrong number? Now, at the time, cell phones weren't really a big thing at that point. You know, cell phones were only for rich people back. That's how long ago it was. I'm that old. Ha ha ha. Shut up. All right. Right. So I had to go and find a payphone to call her to make sure I had the right address. So I go find a payphone. Get to the payphone. Of course, I'm not expecting to have to make a phone call. So I have to go buy something so I can get change to make the phone call. So I make the phone call. Go to the payphone. Click, 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 click. Dial up. Hey. Hey, where are you? I'm at the flop de flop. Okay, you're right around the corner for me. Get back here. I said, well, I was just at the address. And you, what is the address that you wrote down? Floop de floop, floop de floop, floop, north floop de floop street. Apartment floop de floop. That's it. I was just there. Will you just get here? Come on. Okay? I go, all right, all right, all right. Get back. I go back to the floop de floop, floop de floop, north floop de floop street, apartment floop de floop, and I see not her name again. The name on the thing is Johnson. I'm going, what? I was, oh my goodness. Does she not know where she lives? She get me? Oh. So I go, something tells me to push the button. Okay, if it's a big deal, if I push the button and she's not there, it's not a big deal. Oh, sorry, I pushed the wrong button. No harm, no foul. I pushed the button. Hello? Yeah. Oh, let me buzz you in. I'm like, what's this? What, you forgot to take the last tenant's name out the thing? Just get up here. I walk into the house, catch the elevator, go upstairs. Hey, he's here. Hey. And we go through all the greetings and I go over to her. She's in the kitchen doing some chicken wings or something. I go, what the heck is it? You forgot to take the name. And she goes, no. That's, I put that in there. I go, you put that in there? You put the wrong name? She goes, yeah, you know. Well, you know me. I'm a single woman. And I said, I know you're a single woman. I didn't just meet you. I've known you 10 years at that point. It's much longer now, obviously. I know that. So what's going on? Well, you know, I don't want anybody to know I live here because guys are weird. And it made sense to me. You know what I mean? You don't want people being able to look up your address and know what you're going to do. And you wanted some privacy. You want to hide. So she did lie in, you know, by putting the wrong name in there. But it wasn't a big deal. I understood the lie. It made sense to me. She even told the mailman, hey, my name is this. This is my address here. Da, 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 da. She showed him the paperwork. So I just put this fake name in here because there's some weirdos out there. He goes, okay, cool. And he was cool with it, which is fine if you have the same mailman all the time. But sometimes a different mailman will show up and the different mailman will not have gotten the talk probably. and he or she, the mail person, the mail carrier, will not know that it's really you, and you will wind up not getting any mail. And she goes, ah, I didn't think about that. And I'm like, ah, ha, ha. So she had lied, but she did it to protect herself. And that was an acceptable one. That was just a little misinformation. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. No big deal. But that was just a friend of mine, like my sister from another mister. No romantic nothing. But I had a girlfriend that lied to me. Ooh. She lied very, very big lies. Ooh. I see a very attractive young woman looking all chocolatey and delicious. And I ask her out, and she goes, yes. And we go out on a date, and we hit it off, right? And she starts talking to me, and I start talking to her, and she starts telling me personal information about herself. I tell her some stuff about me, right? She's talking about her birthday. She gave me her birthday, da-da-da-da, which was coming up in about 6 weeks. And I'm thinking, well, if we're still together in 6 weeks, this is what I'm thinking. I'm going to get her a good gift. Just thinking, but if we're not, the heck, who cares? But we were together 6 weeks later. Oh, yeah. And some stuff happened way before that. Oh, yeah, double yeah. Ha ha. In fact, some stuff happened pretty quickly after our first date. Ha ha ha. Let me stop lying. It happened on the first date. Ha 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 ha. Right? And some good stuff happened. And I go about my business. And we had a great time. Right? And she calls me. She goes, hey. I go, hey. She goes, oh, my goodness. I said, I was about to call you. She goes, oh, good, good, good. Maybe I'd like us to get together again. I said, I would like to get together again, too. Ha ha. And of course, as I said, 6 weeks goes by. We're still together at that point, still together and doing some good stuff. Ha 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 ha. But she's telling me all these stories about her life. Right? And her birthday comes up. And I go, she's a really sweetheart girl, lady. And we've been together for 6 weeks, almost every day. And I'm going to get her something good. And I got her something good. Oh, that's so nice that you got me something good. That's great. And I brought it to her apartment. And her friends are looking at her and looking at me and looking at her and looking at me. And I'm trying to figure out why are they looking at me like that? Why are they looking at me like I'm weird? And why don't they have something for a birthday? Right? And they're kind of looking conspiratorial. They have like a conspiracy thing going. You know, they're looking at each other like, they're the conspirators. What's going on here? They're looking at each other. And I'm trying to figure out why. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe they have a surprise party planned for her. Let me just shut up. I'm not going to say anything. Maybe I came up with this good gift and it kind of messed up the gifts that they got for her. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. So I let it slide. And then the whole evening I'm there with her, my girlfriend at the time, and her friends. Individually, they're kind of off in the kitchen in the corner talking to her in these little conspiratorial tones. I see them looking at me, and I see them looking disapprovingly at her, and she kind of scolds them with her eyes, and I'm going, what the heck is going on? Now, I don't know what they're talking about. And of course, because of Captain Ego, when I was a young man, my ego was like, oh, I see what's going on. She's trying to end this party early so she can get the real gift. I don't blame her. I was there. I know what I did. Ego City. So eventually they all leave, and I don't know why. I was going to ask her why everybody was acting like that, but, you know, she's now in her underwear, so I don't care anymore. Moving on. So relationship keeps going on and keeps going on and keeps going on. And one time she asked me to go someplace to pick up some food. I went to pick up the food. She gave me the key to the apartment so she could be on the phone. I come back into the house and she's on the phone talking to somebody. And I overhear her on the speakerphone. And he goes, well, why don't you just tell him the truth? He's a really good guy. You got yourself a good one there. You're going to mess it up, girl. You're going to mess it up. And at that moment, I could tell that she heard my footsteps. She goes, she does that sound and takes the phone off speaker. And I'm thinking, wait a second. I know this woman is not cheating on me. She better not. She's cheating on me. I'm going to drop her like a hot brick on a cold Tuesday. I'm going to drop her like a hot brick on a cold Tuesday. Let me see what's going on there. But I'm not going to confront her. No, 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 no. I'm going to give her the information about how I feel about infidelity in the course of a conversation. I'll find the right time. I'll find the right time. We have a nice dinner. Ah, my face is smiling. But behind my face, I'm remembering that phone call. I remember when I overheard. I acted like I didn't overhear it, but I did overhear it. And we're sitting there watching a movie, right? She's sitting between my legs, lean back up on me. I'm slobbing her down on the nagger, because I'm mad at her. But let's be honest, she looks like that. And she's, you know, moving on, right? And there comes a point in this movie, some people would call it a chick flick, right? They call it chick flick, because that's what they called them back then. And she's watching this movie, and the woman in the movie is cheating on her boyfriend. And I'm thinking, this is the time. This is the time to let her know what I would do if anybody cheats on me. And she goes, I can't believe she do that. I said, I know what you mean, because if anybody ever cheated on me, the moment I found out about it, I would drop their butts like a hot brick on a cold Tuesday. Yeah. And she stops. She looks back at me like, why'd you say it like that? I'm saying, oh, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just bringing it up in conversation. You were just making a point about what you just saw in the movie. And I was making a point about what I just saw in the movie. And I was just saying that if anybody, like, say if I was in a relationship with somebody, just speaking hypothetically, definitely not about us, because you'd never do anything like that, right? She goes, of course not. I said, good, good, good. That's why I was just speaking hypothetically, because I know you wouldn't do anything like that. I'm just saying that hypothetically, if someone were to do that, I would drop them immediately. Yeah. She goes, okay, let's get back to the movie. You're acting weird. And I go, all right. Right? And from the way she responded to me, I got the distinct feeling that it wasn't cheating. Something about it, something about the way she behaved made me think that it wasn't, she was hiding something, but it wasn't another dude, but it was something. And her friend was upset at the fact that she didn't tell me. What was it? Because her friends liked me, right? And the fact that she was their friend longer, but they were taking my side by being upset with her. What was it? What was it? I'm at her house. We're sitting there chilling. Let me stop lying. We were doing something else. It rhymes with a boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da boom, jiggy, jiggy. Come on. I was a young man, and who am I kidding? Even as an old man, I still will boom, boom, jiggity, boom, boom, jiggity, jiggity every chance I get. Yeah, moving on. And the mail comes in, right? And she's not at the house. She's at the store. Like, I'll go to the store. No, you sit right here and you finish the food. And I'm just going to run down to get some drinks. And it was a safe neighborhood, so it was no big deal, right? And the mail comes in. Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Her birthday's in the summertime. Why is she getting birthday stuff in the wintertime? Well, maybe it's the mail from another apartment. No, it's not. It's her mail. Right? And the funny thing about it was a whole bunch of them came at the same time. Everybody from her hometown mailed off their birthday thing at the same time. She got 4 or 5 cards. Right? Yeah. Happy birthday. And I pick it up. Happy birthday, her name. Happy birthday, her name. Happy birthday, her name. Happy birthday, her name. I'm not going to open the letters, but they all say happy birthday. But she also got a lot of other mail, so I'm going to scoop it up and make it look like I just picked up the mail and threw it on the table and didn't look at it. She walks in the house and she sees the mail on the table. She freezes. And I see her at the corner of her eye looking at me, looking at the corner of my eye. She's looking at me. And she goes, oh, the mail came home. I said, yeah. I just scooped it up and threw it on the table. Okay, she scoops it up real quick, trying to be nonchalant, runs into the other room. Let me just put this away. She didn't put the mail away in her bedroom. She put the mail away on. She just casually threw it on top of the television or some crap. But now all of a sudden, she didn't get the birthday mail. She got to run into the bedroom with it. So she lied about her birthday. Why would she lie about her birthday? Maybe that's what her friends were upset about. But even though they were upset about it, they went along with it out of loyalty to her. And I remember I had actually talked to her parents, and I told her I got a birthday gift, and her dad goes, "What?" And her mom goes, "Anyway, Charlie, yeah, that was great." So they knew too. Of course they knew. She's the product of them boom, boom, jiggy, boom, the boom, jiggy, jiggy. They know when her birthday is. So they're in on it too. And her friends kept quiet. Her friends were in on it, and her parents were in on it. I said, you know what? I gotta confront her on this, because this is starting to get on my nerves. As soon as she comes back out of that bedroom, I'm going to confront her and find out what the heck is she's in her drawers again. Once again, I didn't care. And don't blame me. She was delicious looking. Shut up. Then after we, I said, listen, she goes, yes. What's the birthday deal? Because I saw the cards. But you said, I'm well, I'm happy. I said, stop. Don't try to do the whole I'm upset and don't do the fake crying routine and all of that kind of crap. Cut it out. Is that why your friends were so going into conspiracy in the back of the kitchen a few months ago? Is that why your parents were acting all wacky on the phone? Is that why you ran in here with these birthday cards? Is that why you did it? What's going on with the birthday? What's going on? You got everybody, you're lying to me and everybody's lying to me. I'm sorry. Yes. Well, and then she tells me the story. It's a thing she did on every date, because let's be honest, most of the time when you date somebody, you don't know if it's going to work out or not. And most of the time, let's be honest, 90% of the time you go out on dates with somebody, it doesn't turn into marriage or a serious relationship. You're just going out on dates with people. It doesn't turn into anything. So they don't really know you. And if it doesn't work out, the last thing you want them to do is know anything about you personally. People can look up a lot of stuff. If they have your name and your birthday, people can find out a lot about you. They find out your hometown. They find out they know a lot about you. Right? I said, is that really your name? Because I never looked at her driver's license. I just, you know, took her. Yeah, it was really her name. But she did give me the wrong hometown. Right? It was in the same area code as her actual hometown, but it was the wrong hometown. She gave me the right age, but the wrong birthday. Why? That's why. Because she didn't, in the beginning, she didn't realize whether or not we were going to like each other, whether we were going to know each other, whether we were going to be in a relationship. And then when she realized she really, really liked me and wanted me to be her dude, she just couldn't figure out a way to get out of the lie. And I said to her, all you had to do is once we started becoming serious, you could have just said, listen, when we started going out, one of the things I do is I would give a guy a fake story. Just, you know, that way, if I didn't like him, if I wanted to get rid of him or whatever, and I didn't want him to know where I was, he wouldn't be able to find me because he'd have the wrong birthday, the wrong name or whatever. But by the time I started liking you, it was too late. And I said to her, it's not too late. I mean, you've been lying to me for months now. Is anything you said the truth? Is what we did in this room the truth? Huh? Are your friends really your friends? Are those really your parents? Or did you hire some actors for $50? What the heck is going on? And I was upset. But then I started thinking about it. And I remember there were times in the past where I had girlfriends when before they realized that they liked me, and they would do this to other guys too. You know, sometimes girls will have you pick them up at a house. You think it's their house, but it's really a friend's house or their brother's house or some crap like that. And then you find out later on what the situation is. And I realized I can't get upset. I would never get upset with a lady for doing what it takes to protect herself. And I also know that sometimes if you do a little fib and you can't figure out a way to get out of it, sometimes you just keep going on with the fib and it just takes on a life of its own. A life of its own. So I had to console her and say, listen, I am kind of upset that you kept lying to me. But I mean, I forgive you. I understand why you did it. I'm not going to hold that against you, but you can't lie to me anymore. And she promised that she wouldn't. And for the most part, she didn't, right? Except for the part about her being a little bit wacky around the edges and super duper jealous, which is why we broke up. She hit the. I'm sitting there going, "Were you always this jealous of me? Was that one of the things you were hiding from me? The fact that you almost wanted to drop kick that waitress because she said, 'Here's your soup, sir.' I don't like the way she said soup." Okay. Is there any way we could go back to you pretending not to be this jealous? I don't mind that lie. You can't. It's out of the bag now, huh? Oh. I'm not one of those big dudes when it comes to lying to people. You know, if I'm going out with a lady, I'm going to make sure you know exactly who I am from the beginning, right? Because my whole flow is, why would you be extra nice to someone when you're dating them and then be less nice to them after you are established with them? To me, I'm exactly the opposite. I'm cool with you when we're dating, just so you get an idea of what you know, so we can see what's going on. And then after we become more and more serious and we start to get to the point where we boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da boom, jiggy, jiggy, I'm going to be 10 times nicer to you because you're my lady at that point. In the beginning, before we do anything, before we decide we're going to be in a relationship, before we decide we're going to boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, da boom, jiggy, jiggy, you're just the person I'm hanging out with. I'm not gonna, you know, you're not gonna get special privileges, right? That doesn't make any sense. I don't expect you to be extra nice to me until you realize that you like me. You're gonna get to know me first. Then once we start, you know, hanging out at each other's house and boom, boom, jiggy, jiggy, boom, the boom, jiggy, jiggy, once we start doing that, I don't expect you to be extra nice to me, and you will, cause I'm Miss Anthony. You're daggone right. So. Sometimes you got to realize that, you know, you get a little white lies every once in a while, right? If you're married, if you're living together, if you're in a relationship, there's going to be little white lies. One of you may buy something that you're supposed to buy. And if it's not the kind of purchase that's going to wreck the budget, you know, you just look at the person like, really? You're crazy. And then you just let it slide. No reason to have a big fight because he bought a fishing rod. No reason to have a big fight because you bought a dress that's that's $75 or $100 more than it should be if it's not going to break the budget. Not a big deal. In fact, if you know it's going to be the kind of thing that's not a big deal, you should basically just walk up and tell them, to say, look, I know you're going to be upset, but I really like this dress and it's the kind of dress I'm going to wear to big functions. I know you're going to be upset, but I go fishing 6 times a year. You know how much I love fishing. I really wanted to get this rod. Just take it easy. And if you do that, everything's going to be cool. You don't need to hide your fishing rod in the garage like Al Bundy. You don't need to hide your dress like you're in some kind of Mission Impossible crap. There's no reason for that crap because after a while, just like with me and this lady, the lie compounds and compounds and compounds, and all of a sudden, something that could just be a little bit of something that could just be really. Ah, you're so crap. Just ease up on the spending, please. And then you go on about your day. But when you add on stacks and stacks of lies, like putting too much lunch meat on a sandwich where you can't even bite it because it's too wide for your mouth, it becomes a big problem. And back then, catfishing wasn't a thing. The word hadn't been invented yet. But that lady kind of catfished me, right? But it was no big deal, right? Some things are just not big deals. But you know what would really be a big deal? You rating and reviewing this podcast on all the pod players. 5 stars, please. You know what would be a really big deal? You telling other people about this podcast, bringing them back, bringing friends and family back to the podcast. That would be fantastic. You know what would be a really big deal? Is if you would subscribe to this podcast. If you're not, that would be a really big deal. And you know what would be an even bigger deal? If you continue to come back for every episode, I would appreciate it. Much love to every last one of you. I can't wait to talk to you again. And I'm telling the truth when I say that. Take care. Much love to you. Bye-bye.